It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are here in the midst of the holiday season and learning about the Aloha United Way, really one of the pillars of giving back. And our guest to share with us some of the many ways that they are helping out those in need in the state and, more importantly, perhaps, how we can help them reach those goals is Emily Mendez Bryant. She is the Vice President of Fundraising and Major Gifts for the Aloha United Way, and we're thrilled to welcome her to HBR and to Helping Hand right now. Aloha, Emily.
Aloha. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You are quite welcome, and thank you for coming down and joining us right now around the holidays. United Way, like I said, it's one of these names that people are very familiar with. I'd even go so far as to say there are many people listening who have benefited from the various services that you've offered or have loved ones or friends who have. And one of those ways is you're involved in helping out through a lot of channels. So there are a lot of different organizations that we feature on Helping Hand that are partners of yours. And I guess that's a good way to get started with you. If you can, kind of describe how you guys partner with what I read to be 342 nonprofits and supporting their missions.
Right. So we are the largest nonprofit organization here in the state, and we're really excited to be able to partner with all these nonprofit agencies all over, and including on Oahu. And for us in particular, for this year, there are three particular organizations that are fundraising for us, and that is Hawaiian Electric, Barnes & Noble, and Housemart Ben Franklin Stores. So I could go ahead and talk about what they have been doing, and it all goes through this entire year until December 31st. And for anybody who wants to give back, one of the biggest things for Hawaiian Electric is that they are a tremendous supporter of Aloha United Way, and they have put together a cookbook. It's a traditional cookbook that they have done with employees and community members and other nonprofits that submit recipes, and it's pretty large, and it's really amazing. I brought one today for you to check it out.
Thank you.
And the recipes are in there, and people just really love them. They actually look forward to purchasing them every year, and they are...
That gives, and then what, all the funds from this go to you guys?
Exactly. So they go back to Aloha United Way, and we provide it to the community wherever the greatest need is. And so right now we have the books available, and you could go online and purchase them through Hawaiian Electric. And that's hiko.com. Oh, no, sorry. It's HawaiianElectric.com. And there's about almost 300 delicious recipes that the whole entire family can enjoy. And you can purchase them directly online. And they are $14 each.
Okay.
Yeah. So another thing that we have, which is really exciting, is that Barnes & Noble, well, of course, they particularly want to provide books to the community members out there. And so for the kids, we are really looking at improving literacy within the teen community. And so last year alone, they raised, or they were able to donate, about 6,500 books. So when you go to the register at Barnes & Noble, you can certainly purchase books. They have recommendations. And then right now, their goal this year is 6,800 books. And we're really excited because that goes through the holiday season. And of course, the books can be whatever you decide, but they do have recommendations. And 6,800 books is pretty tremendous. And last year, that equated to about $36,000 of in-kind donations of books.
So how does it work? Explain. So people, you can buy a book and they give it away to you guys?
Yeah. So what ends up happening is we collect them at the very end of the season. And then we partner up with other nonprofit agencies that distribute the books to particular kids in the community that will benefit from them.
But how does the consumer? So if a consumer is in the Barnes & Noble, what do they do that then enables this to happen?
Yeah, so usually the sales representative will ask if you are interested in donating a book or books. And so if the consumer would like to purchase one or a few, they will actually provide some recommendations. And then at that time, they will get the donation and then
set them aside.
Yeah, and then we would pick them up. I think we're already halfway there. So it's pretty amazing. People have already begun. Even before we kicked off that campaign, there were books that were already donated. So it's an easy way to give back to the community and make a difference. And why not be able to share the aloha and be able to help a child or their family, you know, improve their literacy?
Sure.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Was there another third?
Yeah, there's a last one, which is really cool, is HouseSmart Ben Franklin Stores. So if you go to their stores on Oahu, they have these coloring books. So, you know, they're pretty trendy right now where you can actually fill them in and there's it's more of a, I don't know, it's a fun, unique way to give back, and you could just purchase them for yourselves or holiday stocking, you know.
Stuffers,
yeah, exactly. And so those are $10 each. All of the proceeds go directly back to Aloha United Way. Hmm. And, of course, it's toward the greatest need. They do it every year, but they do different things. So they've done cookbooks. They've done T-shirt sales. This year, they wanted to do something very unique and different, and it's this coloring book. And all of the actual illustrations in there were provided by employees in at their stores. So they submitted, and you'll actually see when you go through the book, you can look to see who actually made the illustration and which department and which store, which is really cool.
Is that just locally or throughout the country?
It's actually throughout the state, and then also, I believe, in Seattle, Nevada, and Las Vegas.
Okay.
And so they have locations there. You could go in. They're $10 each. Pretty affordable and very fun. I've actually considered buying several myself because they're just really unique. And you'll see there's others, particular ones that are very Hawaii
oriented
designs. And so there's a feel about it. It's like coloring of aloha. So it's really neat to kind of, you know, think outside the box and know that you're giving back to the community and making a difference.
Well, those are those sound like three ways that are easy for people to take advantage of that leads to resources to help out folks in need that you guys have on your extensive list of those that you're helping. When I was taking a look at your website, AUW.org is the Aloha United Way home online. You guys are deeply involved in perhaps Hawaii's elephant in the room, which is the homeless crisis. The state of Hawaii ranked with the most severe homeless crisis of any state in the country per capita. You've got this statewide homeless initiative. I was hoping you could shine some light on that.
So the coordinated statewide homeless initiative, which is a grant that was given to us through the state of Hawaii, they were able to provide us with $5 million where we're actually distributing the monies into the community, all of it. And we have a program manager who's actually very adamant of distributing the funds to other nonprofit agencies and organizations that are affiliated with us to ensure that homeless people in our community are able to receive the resources and especially the housing that they need. And so if you go to our website, you will actually see a thermometer and some statistics to showcase where we're at with the progress. But it's pretty amazing to see the momentum and actually the distributions of funds that have actually been put into the community to help with this challenge for us.
And it is a big challenge. It's something we talk about frequently on the program.
Exactly.
And I know you guys are connected with a variety of organizations like Partners in Care, for instance.
Yep.
The Honolulu Area Homeless Service Provider Coalition. There's also something at the website. You guys are involved in advocacy and ways that those who want to support you can assist with that. It's one of the dimensions at your site.
Yes. So especially with the legislative session coming up soon, is that there will be particular specific topics that we would be interested in, you know, ensuring that people in the community not only know about, but it would like to support. So again, we would provide that information, whether it's through our website or social media or even direct emails to our donors and volunteers and those who support us, to ensure that, you know, when it comes to advocacy, we can actually make a difference in those particular areas.
What about ways people listening can volunteer? Are there particular volunteer opportunities that you guys offer within your organization?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we always, you know, talk about volunteering, and it's one way that people can give back. And it's sometimes, you know, an easy and very popular way, you know, especially during the holiday season. And so for us, we try to funnel, if people are interested, we, you know, you could call our 211, which is our Help Resource Center, and we could provide you with information about the various nonprofit organizations that need support or have volunteer opportunities. But we also also encourage people to give back through volunteering through our affinity groups. So we have several right now, and that is Society of Young Leaders, which we actually, there, I think it's 21 to 35 or 39, so if you're in that demographic. So what you could do is, if you want to sign up, it's $120, and it's throughout the entire year. There's various events and activities, including volunteering opportunities, and they do an amazing job of getting people involved and engaged and, you know, just being able to go and make a difference that way. Another one is Hawaii Cares that we just started, and those are for people who are 35 and above. Again, similar concept where you can volunteer and do something with a nonprofit agency, as well as it's a little less time consuming. They probably meet every quarter versus on a monthly basis, which would be Society of Young Leaders. And then we have another one called Women United. So Women United is another affinity group if you're a woman and want to give back in that way, where we target women initiatives and programs and services. So we do fundraising events, special networking opportunities. And so, again, you know, if you want to do something and make a difference with a group that, you know, you feel comfortable and know that you're making, you know, collaborating with other people, it's a great way, you know. And so we encourage everyone to go to our website and check out the different affinity groups that way. And if you are interested, you could also call 536-1951, and we can give you that information. But this year's theme is actually called Join the Movement. So we always tell people it's not about like just the donation when it comes to monetary or, you know, the dollars, right? It's really, if you just want to make a difference and volunteer, just participating in some way or another really does, you know, make an impact in our community.
Domestic violence is one of the areas that you guys are trying to make an impact. I've had other guests over the years that we've been doing Helping Hand that point out that by the numbers per capita, kind of like homelessness, Hawaii ranks very high on the list of states with severe domestic violence problems. And I know that United Way is an organization that's trying to help prevent it and help those who suffer from it. You want to shine the light on any of your domestic violence initiatives?
I think for domestic violence, so with our organization, we have over 300 nonprofit agencies that fall under the Aloha United Way umbrella. And, you know, domestic violence, of course, there are nonprofit agencies that, you know, particularly assist and support any challenges that are faced with survivors and families that are surrounded by that actual challenge. So we definitely, if anything, for our, let's say, for instance, one of the biggest things for Aloha United Way is our workplace campaigns. So people in those nonprofit organizations that are specifically geared toward assisting and supporting domestic violence survivors and families, we actually ask them to come and speak at various organizations to shed light and provide information and seek, you know, and be able to provide resources and tools for those who really need the help. Another area is this 211 resource center that we had talked about earlier. It's really something that a lot of people don't know about. And so, you know, there's 411, which is kind of familiar. People know that's kind of the info line. And of course, 911, which is the crisis emergency line, right? And 211 actually is housed at Aloha United Way. It's a call center where people can actually call that number.
24/7?
Well, they call. There are set hours, you know, but typically we could get back to you if you do have an if you need help. But it's normal business hours. And so when you do call, then what'll happen is we have a database with all the information of various resources and tools from the nonprofit agencies to other, you know, organizations that are affiliated with Aloha United Way, and we could provide information to the people who call. And it could be a wide range of questions, you know, whether it's hepatitis A, if you learned about it or want to know more about it, we can give you that information. Or if you are in need of, or it's not even you, it could be somebody you know from work or a friend, family member that may need help. The top three things that people call about is rental and housing assistance, utilities assistance, and of course, food assistance. So those are the majority of the calls that come in. However, we definitely will provide as much as information and, you know, resources and tools for people if they have other questions. We want to be that partner for our community.
Substance abuse, something that you guys cover too.
Yes, definitely.
And there would be service information by calling the 211 for that. And definitely, that's emergency food. That's another big area for you guys.
Yes, it is. So, you know, if anyone calls, and we definitely go through, it's a questionnaire survey, and you know, to be able to get as much information to help the caller as much as possible, and it's all confidential. So if you call in again, 211, we have specialists that will help and provide assistance to anyone.
That's a nice thing to have out there.
And yes.
So among the resources that I can offer for folks to reach the Aloha United Way online, it's auw.org. Mm-hmm. To reach them by phone, as Emily was just describing, 211 to get help. You can also call their offices at 808-536-1951. You can email them info@auw.org. They're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Best of all, they're at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests archived and waiting for you. Anything else that's critical that you wanted to get out there?
Not really. I think if anything, it's the holiday season. People are in the spirit of giving, and we definitely would love for everyone to join in the movement with us. And it's just one of those things where if you give back, I think it comes back exponentially. So thank you so much for having us here and having me be the representative of Aloha United Way.
It's Emily Mendez Bryant, Vice President, Fundraising and Major Gifts at Aloha United Way. The door is always open. And thank you very much for what you guys are doing and for joining us today on Helping Hand.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.